Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, Democrat Gazette senior editor, and we're going to talk water, we're going to talk lakes, we're going to talk water treatment, everything wet. It's been so wet in Arkansas anyway. That'll be our subject this morning, but Tad Bohannon, head of Central Arkansas Water System, with us this morning. Tad, thank you so much for joining me to talk all things water, if you will.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here. And, talking about water is a great thing. For years, for decades, people didn't talk about water.
Yeah.
They would just turn on their tap, and as long as it was there, they were fine and dandy. But as things change, as infrastructure ages, we need to talk about water. People need to understand the challenges.
Absolutely.
One of the things though we're blessed with is we have some of the best water in the country, and people know it. And that's probably the number one comment I get from local residents is, whenever I travel out of town, I don't like drinking the water. And I wish even any of the current employees could take credit for that. But that's really the gift of past generations gave to us with our outstanding water supply from Lake Winona and Lake Maumelle.
Absolutely. I was going to tell you, my wife, who is not from Arkansas, she's from far south Texas originally. We met when we were both living in Washington, D.C. in the 1980s. But it's, you ask her what she likes most about living in Little Rock, and the drinking water, not just blowing smoke at you, is probably at the top of her list. And she is one of those people that takes her bottled water anytime we travel, because it just does not measure up
What
we have here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, we are very fortunate. It is good water, and we protect it, and we may talk a little bit about that today, but we are very fortunate.
Absolutely. I wanted to start because we talk a lot on this show about downtown development. Obviously, we're right here at the corner of Capitol and Scott Street in downtown Little Rock, taping this program. You're my neighbor right down the block on East Capitol Avenue, and there's a lot going on. I had Attorney General Tim Griffin on recently to talk about the Boyle Building, which has had a marvelous renovation. We've seen the expansion of the Tech Park right here. I've had a couple of guests on to talk about what's being done across the street at the Episcopal Church, very historic Christ Episcopal. And now the Central Arkansas Water System made the decision, first of all, and I thought this was big for downtown, that A, you would stay downtown, and then B, you would stay in your current facility and totally renovate it. But let's start with A, your decision to stay downtown rather than moving to another part of town.
So, it was pre-COVID, we actually started trying to figure out what to do with that building. It's been home since the 70s, but it also presents some challenges because of the heat and air system in the building. Elevators are really small. Mm-hmm. I mean, the elevator in the front, if you're going to put four people in it, you better be with your best friends, because it gets a little tight. So we were looking at, what's the comparison to staying downtown or going somewhere else? We knew we wanted to stay in the area. We did not want to leave the region or the central part of the city. So we looked at a lot of buildings, and we looked at small buildings. We looked at the old AT&T building. We looked at Bank of America building when it was empty. Even when Axiom left the building that now Simmons
that
is
Simmons
in.
Simmons moved into, right.
Simmons and CAW were looking at that building at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because, it's a keynote building in the city, and it did not need to be vacant.
Exactly.
We did not need vacant space. So, we also have to be good stewards of ratepayer money. So when you were looking at those, It never worked out because just the size of them and what have you. And so the commission finally said, okay, we're going to stay downtown and we're going to renovate downtown. We did look at some areas outside of downtown, but I think it was a good decision by the commission to say, hey, we're going to support what's happening and be a part of it. We've been a part of the downtown scene picture since the forever. Mm-hmm. I think I was telling you at one point that, you know, the offices used to be located in the basement of Robinson Auditorium. So,
and I had no idea before we started taping, you told me that. I had no idea. But what an interesting place to have your offices, the bottom of the old WPA era auditorium.
That's right. That's right. And I do not know the story for how they got there. But so when they moved out, it's going to be, if the commission approves it, it's going to be a full renovation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gonna change the corner of the building. So we're really looking forward to it and seeing what that's going to look like. But it's a decision that's not being taken lightly. The commission is very aware of its role and its obligation, but we're also very aware of water is community builders.
Right.
Water utilities are anchor institutions within communities, and water is always going to be needed. So when we're making that commitment to stay downtown, it is a commitment to stay downtown. It's not a commitment to stay for the term of a lease, or, you know, I mean, if we're going to do this, we're going to make public impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a fond saying of transforming public service into public impact. And so as that building is renovated, we're going to make a public impact for that area of downtown. And as you said, there's been a lot happening.
There really, really has downtown. And I'm tickled as a downtown advocate that you are staying put and making this investment. Now, you own other property downtown, so it's really in the best interest of your ratepayers that this part of downtown thrive.
Yes, it is. We own everything on the east side of Cumberland, between Capitol and Six. We own everything on the west side. So the old police substation, where Fassler Hall is now, that used to be the old Paragon Printing Building,
mm-hmm.
and we have used one floor of that building for years, but we never used the second floor. And so when Fassler Hall came along and they were interested in it, we said, well, if we can work some things out, you know, we'll move upstairs to the second floor so Fassler Hall can be down there. And I think that's been a good decision for the ratepayers, because there's a little bit of revenue coming in there for that's not ratepayer revenue. But it was also a good decision for downtown. And then the last corner we own is the southeast corner of Cumberland and 6th Street, which is a parking lot.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned a minute ago, we're talking downtown development, but we look at the development of the whole region, and you mentioned how water is critical. You know, just as habit, we don't really think as much about Central Arkansas water when it comes to economic development as we do the Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. But we are seeing, thankfully, for those of us who live here, tremendous growth in the distribution sector, in the manufacturing sector here in Central Arkansas. And water and an adequate water supply plays a key part. So you are very involved in economic development activities also.
You know, we are very involved in economic activity and electricity, you know, with Entergy, mm-hmm. is very involved with economic activity. And then water reclamation, wastewater is also very involved in economic development. So for water is it becoming even more and more a vital issue? I mean, and so as industries develop, they need water not just to fill a bottle. They need it for the manufacturing of their product.
Right.
They need it for their equipment. And that water needs to be of a very high quality.
Decisions made in Washington affect folks in Arkansas. I'm Alex Thomas, the Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm keeping a close eye on what happens in the nation's capital and how decisions and decision makers impact our state. Take, for instance, the next farm bill. We're connecting you with the policymakers drafting this legislation, as well as the Arkansas farmers vital to this state's economy. I know how much these decisions matter to everyday Arkansans, which is why I'm here in Washington, making sure you stay informed. This kind of coverage is only possible through your support. So consider subscribing at arkansasonline.com/ADG now.
Every bit of high quality we have in our water means they do less treatment inside the plant. And our water has been recognized now by site locators and industry, that industries that use a lot of water, that Central Arkansas Water has great water. You do not have to do a lot to it. Mm-hmm. If you come here, and we do not have restrictions, and we do not have the instances where we may say, oops, you got to stop production because we're having trouble with the water supply. So it's a huge, huge part of what we do. And I met with a group of site locators for different businesses and what have you. And they have two questions always is, are your numbers right? Can you really supply this much water at this high a quality? Mm-hmm. And we said, yes. We recently had an engineering firm that was hired by an outside business that was looking at it. And they came in and they said, the only thing we're here for is to test the quality of your water because the prospect just doesn't believe it. I mean, it does not yeah. believe that that's what's coming. And this independent engineering firm checked it.
It is that good. Yeah.
It is that good. So, you know, when that's available, it leads to a lot of impact. And so you can look at the port, you can look at other places, you can look on Mail Mill, but, you know, it's water, I can say, is directly related to 9 or 10 of the big announcements you've heard mm-hmm. in the last few years.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of them.
Right.
Again, great for Central Arkansas. Speaking of Central Arkansas as a region, Central Arkansas Water, almost 25 years old now as an entity. Talk about what makes a regional utility different from a lot of other water utilities who are just municipal utilities.
So being a regional utility, it allows us some flexibility to ensure that not just the city has it, but as the port tells us all the time, our workforce in Little Rock comes from a very much broader thing. And they need water too. We do not want employees not able to come to work in Little Rock because of waterborne illnesses somewhere else or because of water shutdowns in other places. So it becomes a regional a driver for protecting employees because that's what we do. We protect public health. People don't think about it that way, but it becomes a driver for that. But the economies of scale and the long-range planning you can do with that are just, it just makes a difference. The other thing, it gives us a strength, and it's not always the best way, but I think it's a great story. Everybody remembers Snowmageddon back in, when everything was shut down, all the water pipes and all the area gymnasiums were freezing and then thawing out and storing the gym floors. Houston went without water. Memphis went without water. All these different communities went without water. But if you were a community and you were connected to Central Arkansas Water, you retained water that entire event.
Right.
And other systems didn't have that capabilities. And part of it is being that regional. So it gives us efficiency of size. It gives us efficiency of a rate base and a sustainability of a rate base that is not always found there. And it gives us growth, which always helps. I mean, when you look at a lot of the municipalities anywhere in Arkansas, I mean, Northwest Arkansas, whatever, you know, everybody's starting to bump together.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to continue that growth means you're able to fuel repair and replacement of your existing system. So regionalism it's becoming a more and more common conversation all over the country. In fact, I was asked to speak on a panel at the AWW's largest convention. It's American Water Works Association. Sorry,
gotcha.
We speak in initials.
Understood.
But they have a national conference there's about 18,000-19,000 people that show up for that conference. And
wow.
And I spoke for an hour and a half just asking questions like this on regionalism and the power of regionalism and what it can bring, because it is becoming a huge topic in the water industry. If you don't mind me digressing for just a minute.
Oh, no, please.
You know, this country has 50,000 water utilities.
Mm.
It has about 3,500 electric utilities, and it has less than that natural gas. So when you look at the electrical systems of having 3,300 right in there in the middle of that, mm-hmm. 3,000 to 3,500, and we have 50,000 water utilities, it is not sustainable. Arkansas has 740 water utilities.
Unbelievable.
86% of them serve less than 10,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not sustainable if we want to keep providing good water in this state to provide for economic growth and provide for the health of our folks. We have got to continue to talk about regionalism.
Continue to regionalize. Absolutely. Let me go back to capital investment. We talked about downtown. That's roughly a $15 million capital investment. That pales in comparison, though, to the over $200 million you're looking to spend on the Jack Wilson Treatment Center. I know you're undergoing some of the largest, really most significant capital investments in the history of the system. So let's talk about that big one for a while.
Okay, we'll talk about the big one. First of all, where is the Jack Wilson Treatment Plant? If you are on 430 and look to the west and you see this big concrete dome, that's where the Jack Wilson Treatment Plant is, so that people know where it is.
One of two, right? Ozark Point being the other one.
Yes, that's right. And Ozark Point is, if you're at the junior deputy ball fields and you look up the hill, that's where Ozark Point sits. And it has a marvelous history. Maybe we can come back another time and talk about just the history of that building. There's concrete up there we still use that was put in the 1890s.
Wow.
I mean, so that's got a whole nother story to itself. But the Wilson Treatment Plant is by far our largest treatment plant.
It treats the Lake Maumelle water.
It treats Lake Maumelle. It was built when Lake Maumelle was built in the 1950s.
Right.
It used to be out in the country, and now it's, you know, in the middle of Pleasant Valley, but it used to be out in the country. But it treats about 75% of the water that we provide on our system. And it can provide 100% of the water, and that's the big trick. So Ozark is a wonderful facility. It's the cheapest water we have. It is totally gravity-fed. It is not pumped anywhere. Mm-hmm. That water comes down off the hill. It used to be called the Hill Reservoir years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That water comes down off the hill. It serves both sides of the river, Little Rock and North Little Rock, with no pumping at all. We have to pump the water out of Lake Maumelle, and we have to pump it out of the Wilson Treatment Plant to serve from there. So there's an electrical cost there. So the Jack Wilson Treatment Plant, but it is built in the 50s, and it's had some improvements to it, but it needs some love. And with the new regulations coming out on water treatment quality, it needs some upgrading. And so it is the largest project that you would think Lake Maumelle would have been the largest project.
Right.
And I haven't run inflation through all the numbers yet, but I do know that $230 million for the Jack Wilson Treatment Plant is the biggest thing we've ever looked at. And it's going to come out. It's going to do a couple of things for us. One, the health department has already re-rated us to provide 133 million gallons a day. And you say, what does that mean? Our highest day ever is 126 million gallons a day. So we could cover our peak day area out of that plant. And we still have Lake Ozark Point water that can serve part of the system. So that becomes a big deal.
Everyone loves a good place to eat, and few things are more discouraging than spending good money on a bad meal. I'm Eric Harrison, and I write for the Style section at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Knowing where to go, what to try, and how much you'll shell out go a long way toward making sure readers find the experience they are looking for rather than paying for big disappointment. Help us create a marketplace where consumers can rely on reviews and make informed choices by subscribing at arkansasonline.com/ADGnow.
But it also enables us to even improve on the water quality. One of the things that Central Arkansas Water has been really proud of is that EPA and the health department come out and say, you know, you need turbidity below 0.1 per billion. We'll just use that. So, you know, we're operating at 20 or 40% of that. I mean, we intentionally do not operate at regulatory limits. We are way down to keep our water quality high so that people enjoy it. And the Wilson Treatment Plant renovations are going to allow us to continue to do that, which is critical for our customers in the area.
We mentioned Lake Maumelle. You continue to purchase property to protect that watershed. I live out in far west Little Rock, like to recreate, if you will, out in that area. Tell me about the role that Central Arkansas Water plays as a protector and a watchdog of the entire watershed and why that is so important to the future of this region.
So it's Lake Maumelle is a gift that was given to us by the people that were ratepayers and were running Little Rock Municipal Water Works in the 1950s.
Beautiful lake. Yeah.
It is just an absolute gift. And we've been given stewardship of that lake. And so our role and our responsibility at this point is to maintain that water quality as high as it can possibly be. When Lake Maumelle was first built, it was out in the middle of nowhere.
It was a long way from civilization. Now you've got residential neighborhoods virtually all the way around it.
Yeah. Right. And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, the continued development. Now, you know, hindsight's easy, but maybe we should have been working on this years ago. But we have taken a really strong stance on protecting the water quality since about 2007. We voluntarily bought parcels as they kind of became available, and people called us. Before that, there is a quarter mile buffer basically all the way around the high water mark on the lake that is owned by CAW. So there was a buffer around it the whole way. But development brings, it's not that building a house is bad. It's fertilizing a lawn and putting impervious surfaces where the water used to be able to sit down the ground.
Understood, yeah.
Forests act as a filter. That is the easiest way to describe it. Forest and natural grasslands act as a filter to the water as it comes into the lake. Concrete roads do not. And even areas that have been where you had a bunch of timber harvesting, so there's just nothing there. Knock on wood here, but, you know, people every once in a while see the Colorado where they've had heavy rains and the mud is just
flowing into the reservoirs.
Yeah. We can't have that. I mean, so that's what we are protecting against, and we protect against it by preserving the forest and the natural gas lands. We protect it by doing control burns where you burn the old understory to have a healthy understory. Mm-hmm. So that slows water down and stops erosion. I mean, there's a number of steps that are taken. And I don't like to pick on Lake Hamilton, but we all know what Lake Hamilton looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can't, if we're going to continue to use Lake Maumelle as our primary water source for generations to come, we have to protect it because old lakes degrade. It's just like people.
Right.
You know, it's not, you think, well, there's new water coming into it all the time. There is, but they change in their life cycle. And so we have to do everything we can do to extend that life cycle of Lake Maumelle as much as possible. And right now, we're good through 2100. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're going to go, but we have to continue to protect that to be able to get there, because the worst thing that could happen is algae blooms. I mean, besides a forest fire and all that running into the lake, algae blooms and the cyanotoxins, I know it's a big word, and I'm an ex-lawyer, and I can't describe it to you, but they can cause an algae bloom, shut water intake sites down. And just a few years ago, they had it in Toledo, Ohio, where they had to shut down their intake and say, people, we can't get water out of the reservoir because we have too much algae. You need to conserve your water use, and we're going to work as fast as we can to get rid of it. And we don't want that to happen, because once you have algae blooms, you're fighting that for a long, long time.
I know part of your charge is to think generationally. After you and I are gone, even, do we have enough water? Is the day going to come where we have to pump water from elsewhere, where even Maumelle and Winona are not enough?
As I said just a minute ago, we have enough water to get through 2100. Also understand, so we have the water. We got to maintain the treatment capacity, and mm-hmm. so that's part of the upgrades, because you can have all you want in the water, but if you can't
treat it, it can't get to your house. Yeah.
That's right. So that becomes important. We also have, so I told you a minute ago that we could take 133 million gallons a day out of Lake Maumelle. We have another 100 million gallons a day in Lake De Grey. Now, that was acquired back in the 80s.
I'm an Arkadelphia native. I remember that. I was going to mention that. So go ahead.
There you go. So
there is an agreement in place. Yeah.
It's expensive to go get. I mean, you're an Arkadelphia native. You're talking about running a pipeline from Arkadelphia. So it's expensive water to go get. So we have a water supply, but we want to be able to extend the use of this one for as long as we can. Lake Winona is really lucky. It is in the middle of a national forest. It is a very deep lake. So its water quality and its life cycle is a whole lot longer. Lake Maumelle is a very shallow lake, and so comparatively. And so we have to protect it even more than we have to protect Lake Winona, and that's why the efforts are there. But your question got to, are we good? We're good through 2100, but I just want to emphasize, we're good through 2100 as long as we take care of what we've been entrusted with.
And that is an important point. I frankly, and I've told people this, can see the day, and people laugh, but trust me, when you look at the growth of that area, I can see a pipeline from a place like De Grey to the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, frankly, before I see it being needed in central Arkansas.
Yeah, you know, and that's talked about a lot, and it's one of those things. It would be, we have all the excess water that there is in Lake De Grey. There is only 100 million gallons a day.
Got it. So,
that's an awfully long pipeline that they would have to build.
And then they'd spend money with you, so you know.
There you go. So it's protected. And actually, it was the state of Arkansas that came back in 78 and said, Little Rock Municipal Waterworks, will you help the state keep this water supply in the state of Arkansas? And Little Rock Municipal Waterworks stepped up and signed an option with the federal government to acquire all that water. And we finally acquired it in 2017. But back then, the state did not want it going to the West. Mm-hmm. And so it was there, and the Corps said, we're going to sell it. If nobody's going to take it from Arkansas, we're going to sell it somewhere else. And the state of Arkansas said, Little Rock, you're the only city that's big enough to take this down. Will you do it? And the commission at that point said, yes, we'll protect that amount of water for the state of Arkansas.
We were talking earlier about economic development, and I'm going to wrap up with this. We're about out of time.
Oh, wow.
But we were talking about how the quality of water has played a role in economic development. Quantity also, though, so many areas of the country now are facing real water crises. I don't think that is too strong a word. I think you would agree with me. I mean, this is what you do for a living. You keep up with what's going on nationally. And the fact that we not only have good water, but the fact that we do have plenty of it is a very, very good quiver in that whole toolkit of economic development that we use to draw businesses here to Central Arkansas, I would have to think.
It is huge. So many cities that are trying to attract businesses to come to them that don't have the water, it's becoming a real challenge. And it's becoming a challenge for the businesses because where do we go? But, you know, a new data center has been announced.
Yeah.
You know, and that's water. I mean, and it's a lot of water. And so the commitment that Central Arkansas Water has made to the Chamber of Commerce in the city is it is our desire that water will never be the reason that a business does not come here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quantity, that's quality. We are blessed with a large amount of water. Then you got to get it through your distribution system to wherever they're going. That's a whole different. But having the amount of water that we have available is critical. And in fact, I love the conversations that are going on now is that how do we maximize the economic rate of return on that water by jobs, by high paying jobs? Mm-hmm. How are we going to use it? We have a limited resource, but we have a lot of it. So what are we going to allow to use that water? Trex is a great example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're hiring a bunch of people.
Oh, going to employ hundreds in this area.
That's right. Yeah. So their use of our water is a great economic return to the community. Other businesses, you know, they're not going to hire as many people. You know, and so that's a discussion that is actually happening nationally of how many people do we want employed if we're going to give somebody 1 million gallons of water a day? And so that's an interesting discussion, but we have plenty. And the business locators and the business operators, they know it. And Little Rock is on the right path.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know my friends, Jay Chesser, Jack Thomas, all of them over at the Little Rock Regional Chamber would be very quick to tell you, to use that analogy again, that's one of the arrows that they have to fire that they really can use is not only the quality but the quantity of water that we have here in Arkansas to attract what might be water-intensive utilities to the area. When I look at the whole area and I look at economic development with all that's gone on, I really tend to be a glass-half-full guy looking out 5, 10, even 20 years. How about you?
I'm a glass-half-full, and I'm an optimist that we're going to be able to fill up the rest of the half of the glass,
yeah,
and have to get a bigger one to be.
You see what I did there with glass half full while I'm talking water.
Water, that's great. That's great. You know, we recently had an economic impact study done, and the number that came out of it for the last 10 years is Central Arkansas Water has contributed $3.2 billion to the local economy by being able to attract businesses, what have you. And that's a good number. I mean, that's a big number, and it's a good number. And we're proud of that we're able to help attract to the area. And so it's, you know, there's been 15 new entities come in that are reliant on water. That's part of the reason that they came. You know, so it is critical. It is what we do. And I'm fortunate enough to work for the very good team that we say it's what we do, and we do it well. And it's not me, I promise.
I understand. Tad Bohannon from Central Arkansas Water, talking water today on the Southern Fried Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Well, it was a pleasure to be here, and I hope I didn't regale you with too much water.
Oh, no, it was good stuff. Good stuff.
So, but I really appreciate you taking the time to talk, and it was great being here.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.